The next patient is Charlie Thompson. The last name is T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Number one, clinical case of a 57-year-old African-American female that has a history of cadaveric kidney transplant that was done in Tampa General Hospital in 1999, period. The patient has been immunosuppressed with cyclosporine, 75 milligrams POVID, and the administration of Imuran, 50 milligrams on daily basis, period. Part of the immunosuppression is prednisone, 5 milligrams every day as well, period. The cyclosporine level has been reported 166, is slightly elevated. But by experience, we know that if we change the immunosuppression to cyclosporine 75 in the morning and 50 in the evening, the cyclosporine level is too low. We are going to continue with the close observation in order to make the necessary adjustments. The patient has a serum number two. The patient has a an estimated GFR that is 39 mL per minute. She doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The serum creatinine is 1.56 mL per minute. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperparathyroidism that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, serum cholesterol 176, triglycerides 84, HDL 78, LDL is 83. The protein creatinine ratio is 153, which is within normal limits. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, recently evaluated by the cardiologist, who put the patient on carbidopa 25 milligrams POVID. The heart rate is in the 60s, but it has the tendency to go lower than 60. The patient is advised to check the blood, the pulse before she takes any carbidopa dose, and if the heart rate is below 50, then she's supposed to skip the next dose. Following number, vitamin D.
This order doesn't show completed, but also they want to know if they can come together. Together is fine?
Yeah. Vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3.5 months.